Music marks the times of our lives, reminds us of days gone by, and inspires today's and tomorrow's hits. Hi, I'm D. Dwayne, and welcome to The Real Deal, spotlighting the best music and the biggest artists of yesterday, providing an insight of just what made them so great. You would have to search far and wide to find a more successful singer, songwriter, producer than our featured artist. His gift of songwriting was essential to the building of one of the most successful record companies of our time, Motown. He is credited with over 4,000 songs, 37 top 40 hits, and in fact, he was the one who convinced Berry Gordy to start Motown. I'm talking about William Smokey Robinson. Not only did his pen help build Motown, but he and the Miracles were the prototype of the many great Motown groups that followed them. We're going to take a close look into how Smokey and the Miracles got their start, how they put Motown on the map, and how Smokey continues to record and tour to this very day after 59 years in the business. And of course, we're going to present some of their biggest hits throughout the years, and maybe even a few you've never heard before. We are proud to present the King of Motown, Mr. Prolific, William Smokey Robinson, and the Miracles right here on The Real Deal. Smokey Robinson was born on the north end of Detroit on February 19, 1940. He was raised by his elder sister and her husband after his mother died of a brain hemorrhage. He attended Northern High School, where he was an above average student and a keen athlete, though his main interest was in music. He formed a doo-wop group called the Five Chimes, and at one point, he and Diana Ross lived several houses from each other on Belmont Street. In 1955, he formed the first lineup of what would become the Miracles with childhood friend Ronald White and classmate Pete Moore. 2 years later, in 1957, they were renamed the Matadors and included Bobby Rogers. Bobby's cousin, Claudette Rogers, soon joined the group, and guitarist Marv Tarplin joined them sometime in 1958. The Matadors began touring a variety of Detroit venues and later changed their name to the Miracles. In August of 1957, Smokey and the Miracles met songwriter Berry Gordy after a failed audition for Jackie Wilson's record label, Brunswick Records. Gordy was impressed with Robinson's vocals and ambition, and even more impressed with the folder packed with songs that Smokey was holding. With Berry's help, the Miracles released their first single, Got a Job, on End Records. After a number of failures and difficulties with money, Smokey Robinson suggested to Berry Gordy that he should start his own label. Berry formed Tambla Records, which was later reincorporated as Motown. The Miracles became one of the first acts signed to the label, and in fact, they had actually been with Berry Gordy since before the formation of Motown Records. In late 1960, the group recorded their first hit single, Shop Around, which became Motown's first million-selling hit record. My name is Dee Dwayne, and you're listening to The Real Deal.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. Better shop around. Oh yeah, you better shop around. Oh, hey.
Berry Gordy shared his approach on how to write and produce a hit record to Smokey, and Smokey was a fast learner. He was always excited to show his ideas to Berry, who would give him pointers and suggestions on how to make a song, a good song, better. Smokey was on a roll, and he was on his way to becoming Motown's number one writer and producer. In 1962, the Miracles hit number one on the R&B chart with You Really Got a Hold on Me. The Miracles were Motown's headlining group on tours and shows. Now, usually before a live show, a sound check is conducted. Similar to like a dress rehearsal, this process helps the engineers and musicians to get a good sound for the show, as well as to allow the performers to get a good feel on how the performance will go. The Miracles were rehearsing on stage before a show when somebody sang, "Ooh, baby, baby." They sing that part over and over again, and it inspired Smokey to write a song. Released in March of 1965, written by Smokey Robinson and Pete Moore, they captured the number four spot on the charts with Ooh Baby Baby, and you're listening to The Real Deal.
Stay.
Inspiration and ideas for songs were flowing for Smokey at this time. Marv Tarplin, the guitarist for the Miracles, was playing the melody while rehearsing, and Smokey immediately loved it. This simple melody became one of the most awarded and celebrated songs of all time. The Tracks of My Tears is considered to be among the finest recordings of the Miracles, and has sold over 1 million copies within 2 years, making it the Miracles' 4th million-selling record. My name is Dee DeWayne, and I'm proud to present Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Over the years, a lot has been said about how Smokey got his nickname. Here's Smokey in his own words to explain how it really happened.
My Uncle Claude was my favorite uncle. He was also my godfather. And he and I were really, really, really close and really tight. He used to take me to see cowboy movies all the time when I was a little boy because I loved cowboys. If you ask me, from the time I could talk until I was probably about 7 or 8, if you ask me what I wanted to be when I grew up, I would have told you I wanted to be a cowboy because I loved cowboys and I loved the ones who sang, okay? So he would take me to see cowboy movies, and he had a cowboy name for me, which was Smokey Joe. That was a cowboy name for me. And so he called me Smokey Joe, and he named me that when I was 3 years old. So from the time I was 3 years old, if people asked me what my name was, I didn't tell them William. I told them my name was Smokey Joe. And so that's what everybody called me. Until I got to be about 12, and then they dropped the Joe off, and I just became Smokey.
Oh,
Released in October of 1967, I Second That Emotion would go on to become the Miracles' sixth million-selling record. Not only was Smokey Robinson writing hits for the Miracles, but he wrote many major hits for several Motown artists. Between 1962 and 1966, he wrote and produced an amazing catalog of songs like The One Who Really Loves You, You Beat Me to the Punch, and My Guy for Mary Wells. Then he wrote The Way You Do the Things You Do, My Girl, Since I Lost My Baby, and Get Ready for the Temptations. He wrote Don't Mess with Bill for the Marvelettes, and I'll Be Doggone, and Ain't That Peculiar for Marvin Gaye. And the list goes on and on and on. Here he is as he recalls working with Marvin Gaye.
When I used to write for Marvin Gaye, okay, I would write a song. I would either collaborate with my guitarist or someone else sometimes to write a song for Marvin Gaye or whatever. I loved working with Marvin Gaye because Marvin was always late. When he came in the studio, he came in there running. The door was hitting him on the ankle, you know what I mean? However, he was my brother. He was a really good friend. We were very, very tight. And if I got to the point where if my session was going to start at 8, I would tell Marvin it's going to start at 6:30. So he would be there by 8:30. You know what I mean? However, I didn't mind that because when he came into the studio, he'd never heard the song before he got there. I would sit at the piano, show him the song, or else play the track and show him the song. And he would proceed to what I call Marvinize my song. He would sing it in a manner in which I'd never imagined singing it. You know, when I wrote it, I'm just singing. I'm just writing a song or something, you know. And I'm not imagining all the things that he's going to do vocally to my song. So he would come in there and Marvinize your song, which now you got a song and you got an interpreter who adds another kind of life to what you've written.
A new term for the R&B dictionary, Marvinize. I like that. The year is 1969, and Smokey began considering retiring from the road to concentrate on raising his two children with his wife, Claudette, and also focus on his duties as Motown's vice president. The only problem is how can you retire when the hits just keep on coming? Reaching the number 3 spot on the R&B chart and another million-selling single, here's Baby, Baby, Don't Cry. My name is Dee Dwayne, and you're listening to The Real Deal.
Nothing so blue as a heart in pain. Nothing so sad as a tear in vain. Stone blind.
while still trying to retire and be a family man and the vice president of the most successful independent record company in the world, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles hit with the biggest song of their career. In fact, this song was their first and only number one song in the United States and the United Kingdom. The song was written by Stevie Wonder and Hank Cosby, and Stevie couldn't come up with any lyrics for the song. He let Smokey, or shall I say, Mr. Prolific, take a try at writing some lyrics. Well, The Tears of a Clown went on to become an international multi-million seller and a 2002 Grammy Hall of Fame inductee. The success of the song caused Smokey, who had already announced plans to retire, to stay with the group until 1972. Here's the song that delayed his retirement, The Tears of a Clown, right here on The Real Deal. In 1972, Smokey made good on his promise to leave the Miracles, starting a six-month tour which ended in July of 1972 in Washington, D.C. That's where Smokey introduced Billy Griffin as his official replacement. When you love what you do, it becomes a part of you. It becomes a component of your DNA. It didn't take long for Smokey to come out of retirement and embark on a solo career, but it did take a while and a few albums for Smokey to find his niche as a solo artist. The taste of music buyers was constantly changing, and Smokey found the magic formula with the release of his 1975 album, Quiet Storm. Hitting the number one spot on the R&B chart in May of 1975, here's Baby That's Back At Ya on The Real Deal.
Oh, baby, now. Sing it out, let the world know what it's all about.
My name is D. Dwayne, and you're listening to The Real Deal as we present the music and the life of Smokey Robinson of Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Okay, let's see how much you really know about Smokey Robinson. Here are five things that you, as well as I, probably didn't even know about Smokey Robinson. Number one, Smokey Robinson as a child wanted to be a singing cowboy like Roy Rogers. Can you believe that? Happy trails through you. I'm serious, okay? Number two, Smokey Robinson was the vice president of Motown Records from 1961 to 1988. That's 27 years. That's a long time. Number three, his favorite artists to produce and write for were The Temptations and Marvin Gaye. He said Marvin Gaye was always late to all the sessions, all the time. Number four, Smokey Robinson has his own food company called SFGL Foods. One of his specialties is seafood gumbo. Check it out at the store. Check it out. Number five, he has appeared on countless television shows throughout his career, including American Idol and even Sesame Street. Moving on, A Quiet Storm, released in 1975 as the title track to Smokey's third solo album, lent its name to the format and to the radio program that introduced it to the public. Quiet Storm is a late-night radio format featuring soulful slow jams pioneered in the 1970s by a radio station in Washington, D.C. It was also another hit on the R&B chart for Smokey Robinson. My name is D. Dwayne, and you're listening to The Real Deal.
Soft and warm, a quiet storm, quiet as when flowers talk at break of dawn, break of dawn. A power source of tender force, generating.
I will bathe in every drop through all the seas.
of Smokey Robinson's songs have been re-recorded or covered by other artists, from the Beatles to D'Angelo to Gwyneth Paltrow and Huey Lewis, and of course many, many others. This next song was another hit that was covered by many. Released in August of 1979, Cruisin' was a bigger hit in New Zealand than it was in the United States. Mr. Prolific, the King of Motown. You know, I do want to let you know that Smokey is still touring, so check your local listings and look for him in your town and check him out. Also, he has recently released his highly anticipated duet album called Smokey and Friends. It was produced by American Idol star and record producer Randy Jackson. Smokey is joined by Mary J. Blige, John Legend, Ledisi, Steven Tyler, and Elton John, and several others, so check it out. Here's Smokey with some advice for the new and upcoming writers and artists out there.
Nothing is too far-fetched. Your ideas, you know, write them down, you know, work on them. Always try to write a song. See, my main goal when I sit down to write a song is to write a song. You know what I mean? The first time that I record it on myself or someone else, I may not give it the right treatment for the masses of people to say, oh, I love this, let me get this, you know. But if it's a song, I want to write a song that if I had written it 50 years before then, it would have meant something to people. Today, it's going to mean something. 50 years from now, it's going to mean something.
Make your song mean something. In 1981, Smokey enjoyed the success of his highest charting solo record. Being With You stayed at the number one spot for 5 weeks on the soul singles chart and also was the number one hit in the United Kingdom. The song became Smokey's second UK number one single and his first as a solo artist. You're listening to The Real Deal.
Stay. I don't
the one and the only Mr. Smokey Robinson of Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. You know, going off the script here a little bit for just a second, I just want to say that the music of Smokey Robinson and Motown has had a major impact on myself and hundreds of millions of people all over the world. Not only did Smokey put Motown on the map, he also played a key part in establishing the careers of many great artists. In 1987, Smokey Robinson was inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and was awarded an individual star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. 2 years later, in 1989, he was inducted to the Songwriters Hall of Fame. In 1993, Smokey was awarded a medal at the National Medal of Arts. Even Berry Gordy himself has said that if it wasn't for Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, there never would have been a Motown. Now that's what makes Smokey Robinson the real deal. My name is Dee Dwayne, and thank you for listening to The Real Deal. The Real Deal is produced by Melody Productions, and we welcome your comments and ideas for future shows. Hit me up at the D-Man, that's the D, M as in Mary, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, the D-Man, 524 at hotmail.com, and I'll hit you right back. Always keep it real, and thanks again for listening to The Real Deal.